Okay, good evening. I'd like to call this evening's Wednesday, April 5th, 2017 board meeting to order. Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Here.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Present.
Mr. Giles?
Here.
Ms. Gilmore?
Here.
Mr. Greider?
Here.
Ms. Hendricks?
Here.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Here.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Are there any additions or corrections to last month's minutes? Otherwise, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Prochaska, seconded by Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May I also have a motion to approve this evening's agenda?
So moved.
Motion by Kulick, seconded by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Is there any correspondence or communication? County Clerk?
No, I don't have anything. I mean, I'm sure everybody
nothing
saw
to say about the
the election results from last night. And about what we've been up to. Turnout was what we probably expected. So.
Did you have a percent?
11.8.
Is that about the same as 2 years ago?
Typical.
Yeah.
Thank you for
thank the judges for coming back so fast.
Unlike the Aurora Election Commission, once again failed. Any special recognition?
He predicted 21%.
Citizens to be heard. The record shows no one.
Anyway.
Need for executive session?
No, sir.
All right. New business. May I have a motion to approve a resolution declaring May as Rain Barrel Month here in Kendall County?
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Ms. Hendricks, seconded by Ms. Flowers. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. May I have a motion to authorize the chairman of the board to sign a release of all property damage claims against CR England Inc. et al. Related to traffic accident on Orchard Road on January 12, 2017 in consideration of payment to Kendall County Highway Department in the amount of $25,970.11.
So moved.
Second.
Motion by Kellogg, seconded by Prochaska.
Everyone.
You want to take us through that, or who's
sure,
the one that should be?
I can do that okay. For you. Apparently there was a traffic accident at the corner of Orchard and Lewis Roads on January 12th of 17. And the individual that's identified in this release and the company, trucking company that he worked for, had a, I guess his truck had hit a traffic control cabinet and caused damage to our traffic control cabinet and the equipment that was housed inside of it. So what this is they are agreeing to reimburse the county for the cost of the repairs for all of that equipment in exchange for a release from the county so that it releases them of any and all further claims and liability associated with that damage.
Is this a single car accident?
I couldn't tell you that part.
It was a truck and a car.
Is there any possibility that the county gets sued?
No, I don't think so. This was because the only reason I went to the state's attorney is because they didn't agree on the number right away. I believe we had to negotiate with them to get to this number is why it went through the state's attorney. But
we were told that there was no physical damage or injury to individuals involved in the accident, that it was solely the property damage to that traffic control cabinet and the equipment in there.
Any other questions on this? Roll call, please.
Ms. Kulick?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Is there any old business? Standing committee reports, planning, building, and zoning. Mr. Davidson?
We had a ad hoc zoning meeting on March 22nd, and I attended. There was discussion of the stormwater ordinance amendment relating to Plano and Foley Park. That is being coming back to our committee this next week, and hopefully we'll be able to come with a recommendation. And there was some discussion of the hearing officer code unit, and also some discussion of the open shooting range down on Church Road. which we got notice today to, they've asked us to postpone any more, or any further discussion till 30 days. The Planning Commission and the board, they're making requests to postpone for 30 days, so that'll be into that situation. The Regional Planning Commission, there's a meeting held, and jet towing was a discussion. And that was the petitioner was they dropped all variances. They don't want any more variances. They're going to come with the wall pavement and everything. So it'll be coming back through the program with just straight zoning down one if we so choose. So that was discussed. There was also discussion on Yorkville's changing their comprehensive plan after the jet towing service and trucking had made their petition. So there have been a lot of discussion, and we'll bring that back in through the committee when we get to it. Hopefully this next week I'll have that accomplished. That's all I have at this time.
Thank you. Mr. Purcell, question.
Thank you. Mr. Davidson, you reference a shooting range where there's going to be a 30-day, delay. Was that requested by the petitioner or by the plan commission or the...
That was requested by the petitioner, and we received the letter today. That's why I know about it.
But it was from the petitioner. Thank
you.
It
was not by anyone other than the hearing officer heard it last night or Monday night, and he gave his ruling, and we'll discuss that in our meeting before we bring it out.
What was his ruling?
Pardon?
What was his ruling?
He basically ruled to deny.
Okay.
But I don't...
You didn't get into the details, but that
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I don't okay. have any of the details. I haven't had a chance to read through them. I sat here and listened, and, just...
Okay. Thank you.
Public Safety, Mr. Prochaska.
Mr. Chairman, the final public safety report and minutes are in the packet.
The final? That's a good point.
Are we going to all shed a tear for that? Economic Development, Ms. Hendricks.
Nothing new.
Thank you. Finance Committee, Ms. Kulik.
I would like to make a motion to approve claims in an amount not to exceed $786,369.54.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Discussion. Roll call.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes. I'd also like to make a motion to approve coroner claims in an amount not to exceed $7,458.44.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Gilmore. Any discussion? Roll call.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Present.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Okay, and I'd also like to make a motion to approve 2016 fiscal year audited financial statements.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Davidson. Do you want to discuss? I don't think there's anything. You already made the presentation to us, so I guess it's more of a question to the board.
Everyone's had a couple weeks to look at your financial statements. I'll open it up, and I did kind of go over last couple weeks ago just the details and kind of explain the audit process. Does anyone have any questions that I could answer at this time? I'd be more than happy to respond.
We had a nice conversation, so I've asked all my questions.
Well, we appreciate you coming back out and for coming out before and you know, making the effort to come out again this evening. So, Mr. Davidson.
A few years back, there was quite a discussion and some long meetings over the per diems in the county. Have you ever audited those in the past since then to, that they're okay, not okay, or have you done anything about that?
Well, I think it was probably 2 years ago that we did a deeper dive into that as a result of just some questions of either it was someone within an elected official or a member of the county board. We do, you know, we're obviously not auditing every transaction here, but in within the past audit, we have not looked specifically at the per diems, specific procedures of those. We obviously do rotate procedures in what we do. That just happened to not be one of them we did this year.
Any other questions? Thank you for coming out. Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
Roll call, please.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Yes.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Thank you. I'll leave it with you, Ms. Kulik, for admin HR.
Okay. I'd like to make a motion to approve the recertifying resolution for the participation of elected officials in IMRF. And we talked about this at HR committee. Jill actually came and joined us. It's time, again, it was a timely presentation at UCCI. I see Matt and I got to listen to the officials from IMRF talk about this a little bit. There are several counties who have not recertified, and apparently recertification now needs to start taking place every 2 years. About whether we are a county that requires 600 hours or 1,000 hours. We need to certify it one or the other. We're one of the counties that has not certified since 1945. Is that
right?
Was that really the last time that we did it? And 600 hours has been the norm here in the county. We discussed the pros and cons of that a little bit, of 600 versus 1,000 hours, and are kind of in limbo here, or kind of waiting to see what happens with the Affordable Care Act before we make a recommendation to change anything. But for right now, we need to do that recertification. And I cannot remember, I think it's toward the end of the year, it might be August or September that we have to recertify by. But we'd like to get that done and get the recertification in at 600 hours, and we can always make a change sometime between now and the next 2 years if we so choose to go 1,000.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Davidson. Did you have a comment as well?
No, I'm just saying I agree that we let's get it certified. If we have to change it by law, we'll come back and address it. If we don't, we're done with something anyway.
Any other questions or comments on this? Roll call, please.
Ms. Gilmore?
Yes.
Mr. Greider?
Yes.
Ms. Hendricks?
Yes.
Mr. Kellogg?
Yes.
Mr. Prochaska?
Yes.
Mr. Purcell?
Aye.
Ms. Kulik?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Ms. Flowers?
Aye.
Mr. Giles?
Yes.
Okay, next I'd like to make a motion to approve the County Board Rules of Order with revision approved on March 7th, 2017. And I will, once it's seconded.
Second.
Okay, thank you.
Motion by Kulik, seconded by Purcell.
This is simply the revision in the Board Rules of Order to allow for the merge between public safety and judicial legislative. So if there are questions, I'll hand it over to Mr. Prochaska.
I don't see that in the packet. Do we get that?
Do we not
language?
Have that?
It's not in the packet. We already passed the.
We passed the merge already. This was changing the board rules of order to.
We did that. With
show that, and we had it at HR, and we don't have it in here.
Mr. Prochaska?
I thought we passed, as I said at HR, we passed the amendment to the board rules at the last county board meeting.
So there's no action that needs to be taken right now?
I don't believe so.
Mm-hmm. Well,
Mr. Purcell?
My recollection was that the HR committee gave you direction to research it, and if you weren't ready tonight, that's fine, but you wanted to give us mm-hmm. a definitive answer.
Yeah, the one of the amendment, there was one exclusion that I saw, and it was just the table of contents.
Okay, so do we need to
change that next time then?
Yeah.
Okay, will you bring that back?
Yeah.
So this needs to be.
I'll withdraw the motion.
I'll withdraw a second. Chaska's rules of orders.
So do you need a motion to Mr. Davidson?
Before we get into that, I got a question. When did the rule of order I always thought it had to be done by the full board, not a committee.
It was not the board.
It was done by the
was
full
it?
Board at a meeting, yes.
We're just okay, trying to clean up the language and make sure it's consistent.
All right. We've done that under the full board. I didn't think it was the full board that night.
It was.
So are you going to make a motion what motion are we going to make?
We can.
Matt's going to do the research. We gave him the direction at the committee to do the research and bring it back.
Okay.
Matthew, are you ready at the next meeting?
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to take it back to HR first?
Let's just send it back to HR and we'll bring it back from there.
Okay.
Is the committee still going to meet then?
At the end.
Oh, yeah. We've got a lot going on.
Okay.
So we'll go back to HR at the end of the month.
You can if you want to.
I think you should have a motion to refer back to the committee.
Okay, so I'll make a motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion by Kulik, seconded by Purcell. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right. Animal control, Ms. Flowers.
We met on March 29th. Got all our bite reports and.
Hang on one sec. Did you have a comment on the last thing we just voted on?
No, highway wasn't on the thing, so if you'd call.
Oh, okay.
Later.
All right. Sorry, Liz.
No problem. And then we discussed installing a new dog run behind the trailer. And the proceeds from the Pictures in the Park fundraisers, popcorn sale fundraisers, and Chaz Pawson Memorial Artwork fundraiser, that is going to pay for that dog run. So that was all handled in committee. We're also discussing a new ordinance, or revamping an ordinance, an old ordinance that we had for dogs running at large in nuisance dogs. We should be looking at that again. I have something to look at solidly April 26th, and we'll bring that to the board in May. And then we have a new kennel manager. And then Laura's trying to put together a open house event similar to the Name Your Own Price event that she had last year for kind of promoting and encouraging adoption. And that's about it.
Thank you.
And then we'll be meeting on the 26th.
Any questions on animal control? All right, thank you. Labor and, health and environment.
Thank you. The committee met on Monday, March 20th. We had reports from Mr. Giles on the Board of Health and from Dr. Tokars, mostly talking about the immunization clinics that they hold. Megan Andrews was here again, and she also, we had the Rain Barrel Month proclamation, which we already talked about, so that's about it. And we'll meet again next month.
Great. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Labor and grievance, Mr. Giles.
We didn't meet, so I don't have a report.
Okay. I'm going to add highway. Did you have an update that you wanted to give us?
Yeah, we had our bid openings on March 31st. The total bids came in for all the county projects at 16.2% below the estimates, so mm-hmm. we did very well there. That's some of the township stuff that we facilitate the bids on, and for our county bids, we came in 12.5% below, so approximately $900,000 under for the county, or for the all projects in the county, $370,000 under for the county sales tax covered projects, so pretty good.
Great. That's good. Thank you.
We did have a tie on one of the bids. First time that we've had that. Anybody knows? So Fran contacted IDOT. They have rules to how to proceed. Both the two bidders were contacted and invited to a meeting. Both of them said it was fine. They didn't need to be there. Coin was flipped and winner was picked. So
it was a coin flip.
What's that?
It was a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a coin flip. It could be a coin flip, a random drawing of cards. If they were there, they could draw cards, and the lowest card could pick it.
Chance at that
just
point.
Grundy County had that for an election primary last year, actually for a county board seat, I believe.
Who flipped the coin?
I think Fran did. So, but
chairman of the committee.
It's completely random. I mean, the bid was $61,781.25.
On both of them?
On both of them. And wow. And they're in their bid, they're bidding oil and chip for the road work. And you'd think maybe they just bid the same price on both products. Well, it happened that one was higher on the chips for the road, and the other one was higher on the tar, and it just
evened up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Pretty random. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. So exciting. Amazing, Friday, right? At the highway office. So.
Dang, go play the lottery of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
60. What was it? 61. Right on the
Committee of the Whole, we haven't met since the last meeting, so can I have a motion to approve the standing committee minutes?
So moved.
Motion second. By Flowers, seconded by Gilmore. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Special committee reports, KenCom, Judy.
The executive board will meet May 25th.
Thank you. Matthew, Housing Authority?
No report.
Thank you. Juvenile Justice Council, Judy.
The council meets April 11th.
Thank you. And Tony, I don't have health on here, but do you want to give us an update on health? I think you've met since our last time.
Yeah, we did. And we had a really good discussion, cleared up some things. I know one of the major issues was the dental office and equipment. So it ended up costing the Board of Health $3,000 to move the equipment from downtown Chicago out here, where it's currently being stored. The goal is for there, at some point, to be a free clinic. Clinics where the dentists have been paid in the past, just haven't worked out because they don't make enough money to justify their hours or so. So they just want to do a volunteer clinic. And so it looks like they have some interest from dentists who are willing to volunteer their time. They're just looking at a once a month clinic. So we're not talking about, so they won't be volunteering a ton of time, but you know, 8 to 10, 12 hour a day there. As far as the plumbing and electrical work that's going to go in there, it turns out that it's really pretty minimal according to the Board of Health. I know at Mr. Davis's meeting, Jim mentioned that you know, he thought it was pretty extensive, but it's there's already some pipe work there for drainage, so it's a small feat of hooking it up to there. And then they will need a separate circuit for the three pieces of equipment to tie in, but that's not really excessive electrical work. Dr. Tokars is going to get back in touch with Jim and talk to him about exactly scope and sequence of that project as far as what she wants to see there. Also talked about the safety glass for the building, which then came to Mr. Davidson's committee earlier this week. And basically the Board of Health seemed in agreement that, you know, they were willing to pay, you know, 50%, and wanted to know if that would work with the Facilities Management Committee, and then if they would recommend that on to the full board itself. And so then at Facilities, we thought that it'd be prudent to go out to bid on that project, because there's a wide range from the numbers, hearing that it could be as low as 10,000, but up to 58,000-60,000, somewhere around there ish and so not knowing if we'd be over or under that 30,000 threshold for an RFP, so we decided to just go ahead and send it out, might as well just get the lowest bid, and it doesn't hurt to save money, whether it's a few hundred or thousands of dollars. So that's waiting. That'll come back to Facilities Management Committee with those numbers, and then the whole thing will be forwarded on to the board for their approval or not.
Okay. Thank you. A lot going on. I have a question. I'm not sure if it's for you or it might be for Leslie. With respect to the having a dentist office on site, what concerns me when I hear that is potential liability if somebody is hurt, or I don't know what kind of anesthesia they're using. You know, that kind of stuff really concerns me on county property. You know, do we have insurance for this? Are we opening ourselves up to tremendous liability here, potentially?
Well, I don't have all of the details. I don't know if the dentists are volunteering their time, if they're going to sign some type of an agreement with the health department and the county to assume all of the liability associated with that. If the dentist's malpractice insurance covers them in those types of situations, it would be the primary. I mean, obviously, if someone is injured on our property, there is always the risk of potential liabilities, but there's things that you can do to reduce that risk. But without knowing more specifics about the program that they have in mind, I couldn't give you any more specifics than that.
Okay. Mr. Davidson?
A couple things on going back to the security. We're looking at one more bid. We've gone out and requested another bid. And Tony, from this was not on any budget. That's why I asked if, you know, if they, the health department, contribute. From our committee, we're going to finance to see if we can get the money out of finance, and then we'll move on. As far as the dental chair, hopefully we talked about it with the committee, and we're going to try and put a list together of the, you know, questions, answers, scenarios, so we can get answers to determine just what you're asking about.
Is that, so that's something that the facilities committee will look at as the...
Yeah, it falls under ours to the point where, okay, you know, there's special electric we got to run. There's all kinds of problems with this thing.
Will we have to vote to approve this before they can go forward?
Well, it's our billing. I'm sorry, I don't see them putting it in without our approval.
Okay, good. Thank you. Ms. Hendricks.
I just had a couple of thoughts, because I'm not sure if everybody's aware, but I was made aware at the facilities meeting with Mr. Davidson that the glass that she's seeking to put in is actually in response to and by suggestion of, was it the sheriff's office, who did a study on their safety there. And what they're trying to do is actually keep that building from being one giant open area that's easily navigated by an intruder, and cordon it off into four different sections so that they don't have easy access once they jump a counter to get through the entire building. So it's something that was actually suggested to them in 2011, and they've been working on trying to get that ever since. And that kind of changed in my mind a little bit about the correctness of doing that, because that does make sense. If they don't have the ability to cordon off those areas or truly separate the building, I understand much more now why they're asking for that glass. And it was on the recommendation of, again, I believe the sheriff's office, who did the tour for to suggest, not the tour, but did a little study to suggest how to make that building safer, and that was pretty much on the top of their list. So for anyone who didn't know, that's actually why they're trying to put that in now.
Thank you. Mr. Purcell.
Maybe a question for Tony, and maybe know or don't know, and then also just maybe a couple questions, actually.
Flip a coin.
Yeah, flip that coin. So do you know where the health department is looking at putting this dental office chair, whatever you want to call it?
I think it's the first floor.
Oh, an existing office space already?
Yep, existing office
okay.
space. Yeah.
Okay, great. And then the other thing is, and maybe someone from the health department's been in contact with Latrice Caldwell, but at our finance meeting, the finance committee is working on an updated five-year capital plan, and the original response from the health department was just everything that wasn't completed in the first five-year capital plan we did a few years ago, just forward that to the next capital plan. But we'd really like to get a little more details from the health department, because the number that was in for security at the time was substantially different than the numbers that are being thrown around now. So, I mean, we'd be glad to oblige with the lower number in the capital plan. I mean, but if it's not a realistic number, that doesn't serve anyone well. So you can pass on. Thank you.
Ms. Hunter?
They were quite surprised, too, because when that was originally costed out, after suggestion, it came in at like 10 grand. And in the years that have passed, the quotes that are coming back are for quite a bit much more, which is why we want to send it out to RFP to see if we can bring that down again, because they're just as flabbergasted as we were that it had gone up so much in that amount of time. Just to, you know.
Oh, no, whatever it is, I just want to make sure we have the understanding capital plans are going to change, like any plan. But when we get this information, we want to make sure it's the most current, accurate information that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. Chairman's report. Would ask for a motion to appoint Nancy Ryland at Gary TB Board, three-year term expires April 2020. That's a new appointment. And Gary Pop, Tax Board of Review, two-year term expires April 2019. That's a reappointment. Brent Ikwinski, Yorkville Bristol Sanitary District, three-year term expires April 2020. Also a reappointment.
Second.
Motion by Purcell, second by Prochaska. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. I also wanted to mention, I sent all of you messages on Friday after a phone call that I received from Caterpillar that they are, in fact, going to be shipping all of their manufacturing jobs out of the Aurora plant, effective the end of 2018. It's something that they've been talking about for the last several months, but we've also, I think all of us have seen the writing kind of on the wall over the last many years, as we've seen them go from 6,000 employees or over 6,000, and having been the largest manufacturer or employer in the old 14th Congressional District, down to the 2,000 today, and there'll be 1,200 that remain there, then there'll be mostly high-tech engineering jobs. After this the latest job cuts, obviously it's going to be a pretty significant impact on our region, not just our county. There will be some impacts. I talked to Latrice a little bit about how this could affect us with respect to the property taxes and sales tax, which is really going to be hard to measure, you know, how that's affected. And then you have ancillary businesses as well that also will be impacted by that. There is a meeting in the works. The date has not been completely finalized yet with some of our stakeholders in the area. That'll include Montgomery, Oswego, Aurora, Workforce Investment Board, Waubonsie, some different groups as well, the Chamber, to see kind of what comes next and also to help those that may be looking for work. Waubonsie reached out immediately and said that they would love to be able to help in terms of with career searches and things like that. And there's also a job fair coming up. I don't know if anyone knows the date on that, but there is a job fair that they're hosting coming up as well. So there are one of the things that while there isn't a lot of silver lining to that, the one thing that I was happy about, because in earlier discussions they wouldn't guarantee whether or not existing employees could put into transfer, they did say that they could go through their normal HR process to if they were able to transfer. There might be opportunities for that. So just wanted to give you all the update on that as well. And I guess that's all I have under Chairman's report. Other business? Citizens to be heard? Questions from the press? Any need for executive session?
Are we still meeting Monday, Leslie, at 9? We are, okay. Thank you.
Is kind of a motion to adjourn.
Second.
Motion by Kulik, second by Kellogg. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Not quite your half hour.